Mitra and Platonism. The biblical magi or three wise men were Zoroastrian priests. The wise men, along with all the references to Satan, can point to a Zoroastrian influence within the New Testament. Christianity is an independent Jewish minion, based on an Old Testament which was not dualistic, and has little concern for an evil demigod. Yet the New Testament is filled with references to Satan which sound very similar to the Zoroastrian enemy of Ahura Mazda, Angra Mainyu, meaning destructive spirit. For the Zoroastrians, Angra Mainyu is the originator of death and all that is evil in the world. The Persian, Zoroastrians, were also the people of Cyrus the Great, who had rebuilt the Jewish temple, and returned the Jews to Israel from Babylonian captivity in 539 BC. It would be incomprehensible that the apostles who wrote in Greek, or in particular Paul, who was from the Greek/Persian city of Tarsus where Mitraism was practiced, would have been unaware of these striking similarities to the Zoroastrian faith, and its secretive sect, the cult of Mitra. The city of Tarsus was located in the Roman province of Cilicia. Plutarch, a Greek historian who lived from 46 to 120 AD, wrote that the Cilician pirates in 68 BC worshipped Mitras. However, it is not clear whether this refers to the Persian god Mitras or to a local deity. There is no archaeological evidence to support the claim that Mitraism originated in Tarsus, but we know it was prevalent there. Some scholars believe that Mitraism originated in Persia and spread to the Roman Empire through trade routes. Others believe that it originated in the Roman Empire and spread to Persia. In any case, Saint Paul of all people must have known the similarity of the Christian apocalyptic logos to that of the Zoroastrian end times, seeing Satan as Angra Mainyu, and God as Ahura Mazda. Mitraism stands out as the most secret and least known religion, and as secrecy is the best tool for those who wish to hold power, we should look at this one cult most carefully. Prior to the first century, we know the stars are fixed in the sky within 12 constellations that move with the seasons. We only knew of 7 objects that move separately to the heavens, 5 planets, plus the moon and the sun. These were gods to most people on Earth: Jupiter, Mars, Venus, etc. The fixed stars, on the other hand, were souls, what motivated the material world, inhabited each of us and gave us life. When we died, our soul would return to the heavens. In Nicaea, the same village that will give us the Council of Nicaea, and the Catholic Church, around 150 BC, Hipparchus, a Greek astronomer and mathematician, discovers something very unusual about the stars above. They are not fixed, they move in what we call precession of the equinox. In a world whose only science is the study of the heavens, this new information would have been transformative. I believe that the cult of Mitra was a secret religion that developed from the observations of Hipparchus, and combined elements of the Roman cult of Sol Invictus, and Zoroastrianism. This new observation makes not only a new religion, but a new calendar which will have some 26,000 years, that will repeat on the anniversary of what? Of course, for first century Rome, it must be the deification of Augustus, or could it be the birth of Christ as we generally believe? This new calendar is divided into 12 parts of a zodiac, each to be 2,166 years. 26,000 years that mark the complete precession of the stars. Currently it is 2024, and I can see how rabbis and priests now claim revelation is at hand, as we are coming to the end of the 2166 year epoch. Mitra is the mediator between good and evil, the conflict between the Zoroastrian god Ahura Mazda and Angra Mainyu. Mitra is the deity that controls the precession of the equinox along with the astrological destiny of humanity. It is likely that it was the influence of the cult of Mitra that gave us the three wise men or Zoroastrian magi, who astrologically foretold the birth of Christ. It is also likely that the apocalypse that is foretold in the New Testament also came from this cult. For the Greek Platonists, the Roman cult of Sol Invictus, and Persian Zoroastrians, the secret cult of Mitra along with this new interpretation of the heavens would be very attractive. The Roman cult of Mitra, working in secret, could easily be the underpinning of Christianity. There are several instances where Mithraic temples have been repurposed or converted into Christian churches. One of the most famous examples is the Basilica of San Clemente in Rome, Italy. The current church sits atop an earlier 4th century basilica, which was built over a Mithraic temple dating back to the 2nd century. Archaeological excavations beneath the basilica have revealed the remains of the Mithraic temple, providing evidence of the site's earlier use. Other examples of churches built upon or near former Mithraic sites include the Church of Santa Prisca in Rome and the Church of Santa Maria Capua Vetera in Italy. In these cases, the presence of Mithraic artifacts or inscriptions in the vicinity of the churches suggests a connection to the earlier Mithraic cult. Overall, while it is difficult to provide a precise number, it is clear that there were instances where Mithraic temples were repurposed or incorporated into Christian churches during the spread of Christianity in the Roman Empire. If you wish to go down a rabbit hole, then consider the cult of Mithra is still around, and that it is the basis of all modern secret societies, including the Catholic Church. It pretends to see in the precession of the heavens astrological markers for determining the timing of the apocalypse, and finds signals in astrology prior to acts of great importance. Nancy Reagan is not alone in seeking astrological advice. Astrology is still an important and widespread mystical belief. By 325 AD, Christianity was divided into many separate beliefs, each influenced by different aspects of Jewish, Gnostic, and Platonic concepts. All with one core belief in Christ, a savior, with a logos which was expected to transform humanity, yet never did. To me, power is best held in secret, and through a religious eschatology. In The Prince, Machiavelli refers to religion as a tool of the ruler, to be used as a method by which he can convince the masses of his goodness. They are sustained by the ancient institutions of religion, which are so powerful and of such a quality that they keep their princes in power no matter how they act and live their lives. Niccolo Machiavelli, The Prince. Of all the first century religions, Mithraism is the most Roman, and the exact cult I would expect the Roman Emperor Constantine to have been initiated into. It is too similar to Catholicism, too centered on power, for me not to expect that it is this religion, and the society behind it that gave us the Catholic Church through the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. In fact, it is most likely that the Apostle Paul, being a very good Roman, was also a loyal initiate of the cult of Mithra, and the communities he would write to were of that same cult. He promoted Christianity in order to support the new Flavian Caesars, Vespasian, 69-79 AD, and his sons Titus, 79-81 AD, as well as to make both Jews and Gentiles more servile Romans within the newly conquered territories. The Jews have no word for religion. The Hebrew word for religion is Yahadut, which means Judaism, and first appeared in the Middle Ages. The word religion itself comes from a Latin word religare, to retie or rebind or to unite. The primary job of a religion is to unify people under a ruler, as was the kingdom of David and Solomon unified under Judaism. Later the Persians under Ezra would reintroduce Judaism to the land of Israel to unify the faith for the Persian rulers. It would be reasonable to consider the Christ story was created, or later managed and promoted for political reasons, to serve Roman Caesars, as was clearly the case for the Neo-Flavian Emperor Constantine, who gave us the Council of Nicaea in the 4th century, as well as the term in hoc signo vinces. From a political perspective, religion is a tested method for ruling a state, and one should notice that the Christian gospel has striking similarities to many of the pre-existing belief systems of the time. There are common motifs with those of Krishna, the avatars of Vishnu, the Greek Platonic Trinity, the Persian deity Mithra, and the Egyptian god Horus, the list goes on. In order for Christianity to have the religious effect of binding people under a common belief, then, a common symbolic thread to the pre-existing beliefs of the region you hope to rule would be essential. The first century Romans under Augustus have conquered the Egyptians, Persians, and Greeks. Christianity melds the belief of all religious beliefs. It has Egyptian, Zoroastrian, Gnostic, Jewish, and Platonic elements.